It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Danica Patrick will continue her trailblazing career by hosting ESPN's ESPYs, making her the first woman to host the sports award show. This is her last Indy 500 before she retires.
That's awesome. She's killing it this year.
Yeah, she is. Disgraced movie mogul Harvey Weinstein will be charged with sex crimes in New York and will surrender this morning. Manhattan prosecutors will charge Weinstein with first and third degree rape in one case and first degree sex act in a second case. According to law enforcement sources, Lucia Evans is one of the alleged victims. Sources say Weinstein is scheduled to surrender this morning before 9 a.m. at the Manhattan DA's office. Apparently, he will receive and post bail today. As part of that bail package, which was negotiated in advance, Harvey Weinstein will put up $1 million in cash and wear a monitoring device.
What do you think his name will be in prison? Like, because he's going to be somebody's bitch.
The whiner. Morgan Freeman has been accused of sexually inappropriate behavior by 8 women. This shook me yesterday.
Wow.
CNN interviewed 16 people about allegations against Freeman, some of whom claimed he harassed them and others who said they witnessed inappropriate behavior. An assistant who worked on the film Going in Style said Freeman kept going and trying to lift up her skirt and asking if she was wearing underwear. Freeman has since issued an apology, saying anyone who knows me or has worked with me knows that I am not someone who would intentionally offend or knowingly make anyone feel uneasy. I apologize to anyone who felt uncomfortable or disrespected. That was never my intent. He has been dropped by the Voice of Vancouver Public Transport as a result, and the Screen Actors Guild is also considering taking away his Lifetime Achievement Award.
But you said CNN, so this is fake news, right?
Fake news.
All right,
I choose to believe it.
Never happened.
I mean, believe that it's fake. During an interview on The View, Snoop Dogg said he feels bad for Kanye West and thinks Kanye's comments about slavery being a choice were nothing but a cry for help.
I mean, I thought he needed some medical attention. First and foremost, but then after I got past the laughing, I started feeling like sad for him. Like he truly misses his mother. He truly misses a black woman in his life. Mm-hmm. He truly misses the stability of having somebody telling him when he's wrong and correcting him and checking him, as opposed to allowing him to continue to do what he's doing.
Jack Johnson, famous boxer, was posthumously pardoned by President Trump for a 1913 conviction for violating the Mann Act yesterday. Trump had said in April that he was considering the pardon of Johnson after receiving a call from Sylvester Stallone. Johnson was the first black man to become world heavyweight champion. The Department of Justice began investigating him for violations of the Mann Act soon after it became law in 1910, and because of that, he served 10 months in prison. The law's purpose was supposed to be to stop human trafficking, but the broad language ended up being used to prosecute men for premarital, extramarital, and interracial relationships, even if consensual, which is what he was put in prison for.
All right, when I saw that, I was like, wait a minute, what did Jack Johnson, the banana pancakes, did I do?
Yeah, not
I'm
him.
Like, he's not that bad.
This is a dead African-American boxer.
Total difference.
Guy. If you're a Parks and Rec fan, here's some exciting news. Amy Poehler and Nick Offerman were on Ellen and said that they'd consider bringing the show back if this person became part of the show.
We said that if Beyoncé will play the mayor, mm-hmm. we'll bring the show back. This is Beyoncé Knowles,
the singer?
Yeah, the singer, the entertainer.
I was wondering which Beyoncé you were referring to.
Saturday Night Live's Pete Davidson is setting the record straight on dating with borderline personality disorder. The comedian is seeing singer Ariana Grande following her breakup from rapper Mac Miller. Apparently, Ariana fans have been telling him they shouldn't be dating. He said, I've been hearing a lot of people talk or say with BPD you can't be in relationships. I just want to let you know that's not true. Just because someone has a mental illness does not mean they can't be happy and in a relationship. It also doesn't mean that person makes the relationship toxic. Everybody is different, and there are lots of treatments for mental illnesses, and I have done and am doing all of them, and I encourage those who struggle to seek help as well. It has changed my life for the better. Now, this is my favorite woman alive, Rachel Dolezal, the former NAACP chapter leader who resigned after her parents revealed she's not even an African-American, is facing a felony theft charge in Washington State after she allegedly made false statements to secure nearly $9,000 in food and child care assistance from the government. She had deposited nearly $84,000 in her bank account between August of 2015 and September of 2017 without reporting it. Authorities say that Dolezal illegally received that $9,000 in food assistance and $100 in child care assistance from that time period. So she's going to jail. At least I hope.
Wait a minute.
I hate that woman.
$9,000 in food assistance? I could use that assistance. That sounds like a deal.
$9,000 of food, right?
Hell yeah. I'm hungry.
She is just a scam artist. The Bachelorette.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
What do you mean allegedly? This is real. She's racist. Not black. She is biologically white and used it for her advantage.
Listen, she identifies as, though.
Yeah, let her identify.
Oh, yes, I forgot. Transracial. The Bachelorette Becca Kufrin told Extra that she is definitely engaged.
I don't know. Did he or did I? Ooh. It's 2018.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you don't know. Okay.
Did you propose or did he propose?
I don't know. You'll have to wait and see.
Come on, give
it. Did we both propose at the same time?
And then she talked about how long she'd like to be engaged for.
I wouldn't say soon. I want to take some time to still be us and be normal and get to know one another more before really any plans are made.
Now, here's how this is going to affect Indianapolis. So, The Bachelorette is back on ABC Monday everywhere except in Indy.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now, let me explain this. It is not airing live in Indy Monday because of the Indy 500 Awards banquet. So, it's going to air Tuesday at 3:30 in the afternoon. What kind of crap is that?
We need a race every Sunday here in Indy.
Come on. So, that is the garbage.